This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from Netgroup Investments Multi-Manager. Today's voice note is entitled, Markets Find Some Relief as Oil Pulls Back, but Inflation, Tariffs and Geopolitical Risks remain firmly on the radar. It has been another very eventful period in global markets. The main geopolitical focus remains the conflict involving the United States and Iran. After a very tense week in which oil prices spiked and investors moved into risk-off mode, headlines on Monday suggested that attacks had paused for a second night, giving diplomacy a little more room. That has helped markets breathe again, but the situation remains fragile and could still change quickly. The most important market move has been in oil. Last week, Brent crude moved above $100 per barrel after renewed disruptions around key Middle East shipping routes, including concerns around the Strait of Hormuz and the Bab el-Mandeb route. By Monday afternoon, Brent had pulled back sharply to around $90 per barrel. That is clearly helpful for inflation expectations and for oil importing countries such as South Africa. But prices remain well above the level seen in June and still include a meaningful geopolitical risk premium. Global equity markets have also been trying to stabilize. Last week, US equities came under pressure, particularly technology and semiconductor shares, as investors questioned the scale of artificial intelligence-related spending and absorbed mixed earnings results. On Monday, sentiment improved, with the S&P 500, Dow Jones, and NASDAQ all firmer during the day's trading session. An interesting week lies ahead for markets, with the US Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, and the Bank of Japan all due to meet, and with major US technology earnings still to come. In commodity markets, gold remained elevated at around $4,100 per ounce. It has not surged in the same way as oil, but the fact that gold remains close to historical highs tells us that investors are still holding meaningful safe haven exposure. Platinum is also holding up, and the broader metals complex has been supported by supply concerns and defensive demand, even with the stronger dollar, has provided a headwind. Locally, the South African backdrop remains mixed. The rand weakened last week as global risk aversion increased, moving above 16 rand 80 to the US dollar for the first time since late April. The South African Reserve Bank also surprised the market by leaving the repo rate unchanged at 7%, despite expectations of a 25 basis point hike. The decision confirms that policy is already restrictive, but the bank remains highly alert to future inflation risks. Inflation is now a key domestic issue again. Consumer inflation rose from 4.5% in May to 5% in June, driven mainly by higher fuel costs, with transport inflation rising sharply. Core inflation also moved higher, which suggests that some of the cost pressure is starting to pass through into broader prices. Food inflation has been more encouraging, but the overall inflation picture is less comfortable than it was a few months ago. The rand is trading at around 16 rand 75 to the US dollar today, a little firmer on the day, but still weaker than the levels seen earlier in this month. South African bond yields remain elevated, with the 10-year yield around 8.8%, reflecting the combined impact of inflation risk, local policy caution, and higher global yields. The South African Reserve Bank has not closed the door to further tightening if oil prices stay high or if second-round inflation effects become more visible. Internationally, the Fed is expected to keep rates unchanged this week, but markets will focus closely on how policymakers interpret the oil shock, US inflation data, and the resilience of economic activity. The same applies to the Bank of England and the Bank of Japan. There are also several important domestic and global headlines to watch. Locally, the Mashlanga Commission remains in the news, with advocate Andrea Johnson's handing in her resignation of the head of the Independent Directorate Against Corruption, or IDAC. Further, the Judicial Service Commission has advised President Ramaphosa to suspend Judge President Selby Mbenga for gross misconduct on sexual harassment charges. Globally, investors are still focused on the US-Iran pause, renewed tariff measures, and the broader implications of higher energy prices for both inflation and growth. On the sporting front, there has also been plenty to follow. South African swimming continues to attract attention after Peter Kutsia claimed another gold medal at the Glasgow Commonwealth Games, while rugby focus is building ahead of the All Blacks tour to South Africa. These stories add a welcome lighter note after a week dominated by oil, inflation, and geopolitics. That brings us to the end of this week's market and economic wrap. Until next time, with thanks, Trevor.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.